This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in. And I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Hey, what's up, everyone? Happy Monday. I got to tell you, though, this Monday did not start out very happy for me. It's been a frustrating Monday. I'm actually sitting down to record this much later in the day than I typically do. I really try to get these Mindset Monday episodes recorded either Sunday evening or it's the first thing I do Monday morning in an effort to get them out as quickly as possible. So for those of you that listen on a regular basis, my hope is that these are short episodes that you can really use to kick your week off on the right foot. And if you listen to last week's episode of Mindset Monday, I talked about the importance of an evening routine, getting good quality sleep, and how that can then set you up for a successful day the following day. And for me, on Sundays, I really try to focus on this, even more so than maybe other days. I try to wind the weekend down and really sit down and spend some time thinking about the week ahead, prioritizing, and really just getting my mind right. And yesterday, my wife and I even spent a lot of time cleaning the house, decluttering. We had our cleaning lady come in this morning. We love starting the week just with a clean, organized house because we both work from home, clean, organized workspaces. So literally everything was set up to be an awesome Monday this morning. And then one thing after another, it just all kind of started falling apart, spiraling out of control. Nothing major, just one small thing after another. The internet went down. My subscription to Microsoft Office needed to be renewed. So literally spent probably 2.5 hours this morning just trying to get the internet back up and running and email functioning again. And on top of that, several other small things, including sat down, recorded this episode of Mindset Monday, only to realize my mic wasn't plugged in and the audio quality was terrible. So here we are, take two, Mindset Monday. And so I had a whole other topic I was planning to talk about today. We'll hit that one another week. What I'm going to talk about today is just the importance of resetting your mindset when things are not going according to plan. You've heard me talk a lot on the podcast about the importance of focusing on what you can control and not letting things outside of your control derail you. Well, this morning, I was really having to try hard to practice what I've been preaching here on the podcast. I mean, as I said, just one little thing after another resulted in a very unproductive first part of my day. And very frustrating. And I was really kind of losing focus on what I needed to get done today. And I had to sit down and consciously shift my mindset a little bit. And there's a lot of different ways that, I've kind of found that work for me to shift my mindset. What works for me is not necessarily what's going to work for other people. But I think it's important that, number one, you can recognize when you are starting to lose focus or lose control, and then figure out what you can do to regain control, regain your focus, and maintain a positive mindset. So, for me, I had to just kind of step back. The first thing I did after I'd kind of recognized that, hey, this day's not going according to plan, I'm in a crappy mood now because of it. And instead of letting it just continue that way, I literally sat back, kind of assessed the situation. And I laughed. I kind of intentionally laughed. I was like, look, it's not that big of a deal. The world's not ending. Life is good. Not a great start to the day. Oh, well, I can make up for it in the second part of the day. So had a little laugh, did a little breathing exercise that I like to do, just deep breaths in through my nose, exhale through my mouth, 9 or 10 of those. It's amazing how that alone, something so simple as your breathing, can shift your mindset. And then, you know, one of the things I was planning to do today was get a good workout in, right? So I'm waiting on the internet company to call me back. Couldn't really get any work done without the internet. So I said, I'll go ahead and crank my workout out and grab the shower after that. Sat back down feeling completely re-energized, refocused. So, you know, finding ways to move your body. It doesn't have to be a full workout. Something as simple as, you know, unplugging, going and taking a 10, 15 minute walk outside, getting some fresh air, some sunshine. It's amazing what that can do for your mindset as well. So nothing revolutionary here in any of this, but I just wanted to stress the importance of, again, focusing on what you can control, not letting the things outside of your control completely derail you. And just kind of when you are having a crappy day or a crappy week or even a crappy month, taking a step back, assessing the situation, and then figuring out what you can do to get yourself back on track. And I believe the first step in that is getting your mindset right, you know, shifting from a negative mindset to a positive mindset. You know, my mindset was not in a very good place this morning after one thing after another resulted in me not getting anything done that I wanted to, but I was able to kind of get myself back on track. I'm feeling good now. I'm going to get this podcast out for all of you, and then I'm going to knock out everything else that I had on my schedule today, right? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down, I'm going to kind of reprioritize, make sure that the most important things get done today. And if I need to push a few things to tomorrow, it's not the end of the world. And there goes my email because I just set my new subscription up and haven't changed my notification settings yet. So that'll sound nice here in this recording as well. So just one more thing, but hey, it's not the end of the world. It's not a big deal. Take another deep breath and just keep on rolling. So that's really all I have for you guys this week. And again, nothing revolutionary. I realize that, but you know, sometimes it's just as simple as, you know, finding some small ways to shift from a negative to a positive mindset. You know, try some deep breathing, move your body, get outside, get some fresh air, some sunshine. It's amazing what that can do to then help you kind of refocus and get back on your game. So anyways, hope this was helpful. If anyone else out there was having a crappy Monday, you're not alone, but you can always save the day. You can always reframe your mindset and make it a great day. So hope everyone out there has a fantastic rest of your Monday, an amazing week. Go get after it. Go drop in, and I'll talk to you again next Monday. Thanks, everyone.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number 2, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.